T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The voice of the Golden State Warriors, Tim Roy, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs now on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Tim? How are you?
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Another win last night against the Miami Heat. What did you think of Patrick McCall, the rookie out of UNLV? Made his first start last night with Klay Thompson out of action, getting a night off. How did he look to you?
You know, I think he looked like a rookie a little bit. He had some really good things. But I think he was a little surprised at the quickness of the Miami guards, and I think that's going to be an adjustment for him, is learning how to defend smaller, quicker guys. You know, he's been more of a wing, and so I think last night a little bit of a learning curve for him, but it didn't hurt the Warriors, and I think it's great that he gets that experience, great that he got his first NBA start and has that out of the way now. So if it happens again, if somebody gets hurt or later on, in his career, if the matchups are different, you know, he'll have that, you know, starting experience out of the way, so that he'll be able to come out there and not have the you know, understandable, you know, anxiety that you have when you start for the first time.
What kind of difficulties does other opposing teams does it oppose when you have the pick and roll by Steph and Clay and Steph and KD? Well, how much pressure does it put on other defenses?
I think it puts a lot of pressure, because, say, take a guy guarding Steph, like last night's Goran Dragic, who's really strong. He doesn't look it, but if you watch him and if you get up close to him, this guy is ready to go. I mean, he's done a great job with his NBA body, and so. But say in this case, now if Miami switches, now Steph can just throw the ball up to KD, and they have an automatic mismatch there. Because KD can just shoot right over Dragic. So then Miami has to make a decision. Do we let him go one-on-one and take our chances, or do we double that? And so, yeah, it puts a lot of pressure. And then if in other cases, if you're guarding, you know, KD with, say, a guy like James Johnson, now Curry has James Johnson. And James Johnson's not equipped to guard a point guard with the ball-handling ability of a Steph Curry. So now he's in a situation where they might have to give help. So it puts a lot of pressure, I think, on the defense.
Tim Roy joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Draymond Green, a remarkable night last night defensively, Tim. Played his usual stout defense, but did not commit a foul. Do you see him playing under more control, or was last night just one of those nights where the calls broke his way and the defense was stellar?
I thought the defense was really stellar. I think, you know, for Draymond to be effective, he's going to commit a couple of fouls. I mean, he's going to be that means he's challenging shots. You know, he's been in the top five in deflections and contesting shots all year long, and you know, if not leading at different times. But and one of the reasons why is that he's always challenging people, always challenging shots. So with Draymond, you're gonna have to live with a few fouls. I think last night was just sort of a blip on the radar. But you know, you want him to challenge shots. You know, his passion and his fearlessness is what has made him into the great player that he is. So you have to have that.
Tim, another strong night from Ian Clark against the Heat. He's shooting 51% from the floor this year. He's getting more minutes, and he's taking advantage. He's producing at a higher level. What's been the key for Ian to take it from last year to another gear this season?
I think he just keeps expanding what he can do. You know, you saw last night, and again, we've talked about this a couple times, where he's the best, you know, guy cutting on the Warriors team. He made a brilliant back cut last night, and they got him the ball for a layup, and I think adding that to his game, you know, where before people were telling him he's a great shooter. And so I think he tended to, when he first got to the league, tended to look for that, you know, shot, and he was worried about becoming a point guard. Now he's just playing. He's just playing and being who he is. And he's sort of a hybrid, you know, off guard. He's not really a point guard. He's not really big enough to be an off guard, but he can really, really shoot, and he can really cut, and I think he just keeps expanding his game and just keeps making it a little bit better at other things. And great, you know, great success story. You know, undrafted, he's bounced around. Hey, at one point he played on Miami's summer league team. You know, he played with the Utah Jazz for a moment, played with Denver for a moment, and then just kept working at it. And guys that do that, if they have a skill set that's good enough in the league, and his was shooting, if they keep working and keep working on their game and keep, you know, listening to what some of the coaches along the way have told him what he needs to do, you know, then eventually those guys become successful because they want it so badly. You know, another example is the kid last night, Bay Area kid Tyler Johnson, you know, undrafted, you know, out of Fresno State. I think what, one of, how many Bulldogs do we have in the league? I think two now.
Hoof, hoof, hoof.
There you go. I thought you'd like that. He
Don't pander, Tim. Don't pander. We got to work with him, all right?
He and Paul George, I think.
PJ.
And, one, of course, one of my oldest friends in the league is Rod
Higgins. Rod Higgins.
Yeah. He played in.
Boyd Grant.
Yeah, Grant.
Tim Roy.
Grant.
Just yelling names.
Right. Timmy, don't let these guys distract you. You're on fire right now. Keep bragging about our dogs, baby.
It all goes through Chris Herron for me. Tim Roy joining us here. Fall River Blues, Low. You may want to get it. It's an unbelievable book. Tim Roy here on 95.7 The Game. Tim, we talked a lot about Kevin Durant gelling with the Warriors. How long will it take for them to gel? But we didn't wonder about the Zaza factor. How long until Zaza got comfortable and really started to show his personality on and off the floor? Have we reached that point now where Zaza is comfortable, the pride of Georgia?
No, no question. I think it's a great point. I think if you go back and look at him playing in November, you could see he get the ball and his head was spinning. He was like, okay, now I shouldn't take the shot because I've got Durant over here, Curry over there, Thompson behind me. I should move it to one of those guys. And he's starting now to say, okay, he's just playing with instinct now as opposed to, you know, thinking about, you know, the game and overthinking the game. And so he's relaxed. And I think we're all kind of, and I'm as guilty as anybody, because it came together so quickly on the offensive end, and then it took a while for the defense. I think we're still seeing signs of this team learning about each other. You know, I think we're seeing that, especially in their fourth quarter play of late, because I think there's still a little tendency to make the extra pass to a fault sometimes, giving up a layup to try to find somebody else. And I think, especially in a tight game in the fourth quarter, if you get an easy look, you have to take that. And so I think we're still seeing this team learning about each other, which in one area is kind of a good sign, because then you can look at it and say, you know what, the record is what it is, and it's an incredible record, but this team still can get a lot better. And I think that's the best thing. I mean, last night there were some defensive breakdowns, there were some, you know, offensive struggles for a few minutes, but this team can still get better. And give Miami credit, too, last night, because they play hard. And, you know, under Eric Spoelstra, they're going to be well, you know, disciplined. They're not going to make a lot of mental errors. You know, they really work really hard. You know, they have a team right now that has a lot of role players, but maybe just one star in Whiteside or potential star. He's not, maybe not consistent enough to call him a star yet, but they're going to, you know, they'll make a move even this offseason, I think, to get back to the top.
Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors, joining Joe Low and Dibs on this Warrior Wednesday, brought to you by Porsche of Walnut Creek, a 2016 Premier Porsche dealer. Are you at all surprised the great country of Georgia has shown up in such a big way to try to get Petrulia to the All-Star game?
Wait a minute, you're talking about a foreign power influencing an election?
Yes. No. So,
had to give you a little Trebek there. That was gold.
There, that's Trebek. Very nice. You know, it's great. I think it's fun for Zaza, and it's great that they rally behind him. I think there's what, been about five guys from the Republic of Georgia who have played in the league, including we had Nicholas Skidishvili for a while. He was a high draft pick of Denver, and we had him for a few months when Andres Biedrich and the immortal Zarko Chibarkova was on the roster. I think it's great that they rallied behind him. I mean, he's done a lot for that country in terms of giving them somebody as a role model. I mean, you talk about a guy, he set up a basketball academy. He buys the old Milwaukee Bucks floor when they change logos. You know, ships it over to the Republic of Georgia. So now it's sitting in the gym where he, you know, learned how to play basketball. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he goes to places like the Harvard Business School in the off season. you know, to learn and to take courses and things like that. I mean, he's a great role model for the kids in that country, and he's a great guy. And so, yeah, I'm not really surprised that they rallied behind him. I think it's a great story.
Tim, we've reached the overreaction portion of the interview where I get close to the edge and you talk me off. Monday, okay. Matinee, Cleveland comes to town on MLK Day. If the Warriors lose, should I go ahead and cancel the dream of another championship parade? Is this a must-win for Golden State, Tim?
It's never a must-win because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, if they meet in June, is it really going to mean anything? I know. And so it's not necessarily a must-win, but I think it's a win they really want to have because I think they know that they gave away the game on Christmas Day, that they were playing better than Cleveland, you know, almost the entire afternoon. And I think they would like nothing more than to close it out for their own psyche, I think, to get it done. So I wouldn't say, you know, again, it's not going to matter in June if they win or lose, you know, with the exception of if, you know, heaven forbid somebody gets hurt on either side. But I think they really want the game.
Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors, with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Klay Thompson got the night off last night. Should we expect to see him tomorrow night against Detroit?
I would think so. I think so. I think he was a little run down. He had been sick, and I think they decided, you know, hey, this is probably a good time, right in the middle of a 9 out of 10 at home. Give him an emotional, you know, a mental night off, and let him just kind of get his thoughts and his body back together. So, yeah, I think we'll expect him. I don't think there's anything lingering there. I think it was just the fact that he had been sick, and they said, you know what, let's give him an extra day and let him get better. It's a game in January. You know, we really, you know, again, this whole campaign is geared, you know, to try to get this team ready, right, and healthy, you know, for a postseason run.
When Cleveland made the deal to acquire three-point sniper Kyle Korver, what went through your mind immediately? Do you think this could start more of an arms race, or should I say continue the arms race between Cleveland and Golden State? Do you feel a counter move may come between now and the deadline?
I think if there is one to get, I think they will. I think you know, they're in a little bit of a different spot, I think, than Cleveland was. Cleveland had, you know, Dunleavy there, which is a very, very serviceable player to send to Atlanta. So I think, you know, they're in a little bit of a different spot. I think, you know, their bench is set up such that maybe, you know, if they give up a piece of the, you know, if you give up an Ian Clark or something to get somebody back, is that really going to help you, you know, because you've got a good player there in Ian. So, but I fully expect the Warriors to look around and to see if there's something out there, maybe try to, you know, balance the roster up a little bit. But I also think that teams like Boston and Toronto may look at that and say, and maybe make them more active, and maybe that's a way, you know, the Warriors get involved is helping facilitate a trade for somebody else while improving your roster at the same time.
Is there a chance that the best way to upgrade the Warriors, and I say upgrade thinking that maybe they just need an extra big piece, but I'm thinking back to last year when they got Varejao basically off the street after he had been bought out of Cleveland. Is that the best chance that they have of adding a piece, is just getting somebody who is jettisoned by a team because they're not going to get playing time?
That's one way of doing it. Off the street's a nice term.
Thank you.
He wasn't holding a sign by the side of the road. But he, you know, I think that's one way. You know, you kind of look around after the deadline and see if there's a team, you know, a guy who gets waived because a team just, you know, made that trade to, you know, get something else. That's one way of doing it. I think the D-League is another way of doing it. I think what's happening in the D-League now is that the guys are preparing themselves, you know, for roles in the NBA. And sometimes that involves scoring. Sometimes it involves honing their skills. We saw a couple of guys, you know, last night from Miami that had played in the D-League. I mean, Ian Clark's played in the D-League. The kid Magruder had spent a couple of years in the D-League, but he worked on his shot, and that's what got him back, you know, to the NBA. So that's one way. I think getting a guy that's been traded and released is another, and, you know, maybe, you know, taking a future pick somewhere along the way and saying, hey, we'll send that pick for this guy if it works out, you know, cap-wise. Again, that's also a consideration when, You know, you're talking with a salary cap like the Warriors.
Tim, one more before we let you go. Sure. We always like to let you stretch out beyond basketball.
The answer is Nick Saban, yes.
And yes, and it's the divisional round. Actually, I was going to ask you about football, but not about coaching vacancies, but more of a prognostication sensation. Divisional round, give me one. Give me the Tim Roy lock of the weekend, maybe a surprise upset, or a favorite who I can go ahead and fire the big bank at.
I can't see any way, shape, or form that the Texans beat the Patriots. I can't see it.
It's the Tim Roy lock of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
I think
New England will advance.
Yeah, just
per
call
Tim
my
Roy.
Call my hotline.
You went out on a thin branch there, Tim. I got to tell you,
888-957-9570. Tim Roy's information is second to none.
Yes, exactly. It's the greatest. I'm the greatest. Yes.
Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors. Oh, I'm sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say that. By the way, what a fabulous championship game on Monday. That was awesome.
Yeah,
that really was. I mean, I could have used it being a little bit less than 4.5 hours, but okay. but you know, it was really, really compelling. And you know, like him or not like him, I think Dabo's really got it going on at Clemson. I think he looks like, if he went there, and I have no inside knowledge of this, but just his persona and everything, he looks like he'd be a fun guy to play for. You know, he seems like he's a really good guy and really likes his job and likes his kids and does a great job with that team.
I think you're absolutely right. Voice of Golden State Warriors, Tim Roy with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Tim, as always, thank you so much for your time. We always enjoy these moments every single week, and we look forward to doing it again next week.
I look forward to doing it again next week, and hopefully we'll be talking about a win on Monday.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Indeed.
And then we've got Oklahoma City, and then we got Houston. It's going to be an awesome week next week.
Yeah, big week next week.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks,
we'll
Tim.
Talk to you.
See you guys.
Thanks, Tim.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.